Hey everybody, it's a beautiful Monday, December the 13th. It's National Violin Day, and it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Kmart Restaurant. Today's special, flat tuna sandwiches, because you can tune a violin, but you can't tune a fish. All right, as always, let's start with Sir and the Weather.
Well, after a windy weekend, it is a magnificent Monday. Currently 6 degrees, working our way up to a high of 8 today under sunny skies, and looking like more of the same tomorrow. And on National Violin Day, let's have a random daily shout-out to silent violins, which apparently you can buy with no strings attached.
So was the windy weekend? Was the windy weekend due to the chili that you had at the Super Bowl?
Again, back to the air quality issue here.
Well, National Violin Day celebrates the bowstringed instrument loved around the world. While we associate the violin with classical music, it easily crosses genres. I like that word, genre. For instance, the violinist demonstrates the versatility of the violin by extensive use in Baroque music, jazz, folk music, rock and roll, and soft rock. And although having ancient origins, violin makers developed most of the violin's modern characteristics in Italy during the 16th century. Further modifications formed in the 18th and 19th century as well. But they're not the sturdiest of instruments. Early in their history, Johann Sebastian Bach dropped his violin and it baroque. good golly. There is often confusion about the difference between a violin and a fiddle. And here's a quick guide. A violin has strings, and a fiddle has strangs.
Shout out to Ryan.
There you go. And if you're still not sure whether something's a violin or a fiddle, it's a fiddle. Violins is never the answer. All right, it is time for Tunes with Tamik. Tamik, what are you listening to today? I'm going to guess something by ELO.
Who's ELO?
Electric Light Orchestra.
Light Orchestra.
Yes, I did see that.
Mr. Blue Sky? Evil Woman? No, that was something.
I didn't add that one in, but I was thinking about a song that I used to love back in the day that used a lot of strings. Back in, again, the 80s. Good Lord. People, I'm getting older. I really am. Anyway, moving on from that. Actually, three of us have birthdays this month, right? James, you've got a birthday, Mark, and me. Wow. Happy birthday to us.
Right on.
In quarantine yet again. Not doing anything. Anyway, moving on from that. But I was thinking about a movie. Do you remember the movie St. Elmo's Fire?
Yeah.
Yes.
I love the love theme from St. Elmo's Fire by David Foster. It really has a lovely string arrangement, and that's the song that just kept playing through my head in terms of like string arrangements and use of violins and cellos.
I always get that and Chariots of Fire mixed up.
But you can tell that there's definitely a difference, but it's similar type of kind of crescendo, right? But I do so love that. You have the instrumental version as well as the version that has lyrics. But I don't know, I've always loved the instrumental version the best. So check it out. And actually that movie was it's a classic now. Because if you look at that movie now, you look at who acted in that movie, it's the group of people they call the Brat Pack. So Look at for the one listener that might be listening right now. But there are some huge, huge names in that movie that started out way back then and became huge stars in Hollywood. If you had to pay all their salaries now for one movie, we wouldn't have had a St. Elmo's Fire. So, pick for today, St. Elmo's Fire. It's a little bit melancholy, kind of like my birthday will be this year, but that's okay, because I'll make sure I make some sangria and sit by the fire. So, again, me giving too much information, but that's too much today.
Some self-sangria, nothing wrong with that. All right, St. Elmo's Fire love theme, add it to the playlist. Get it in the show notes for sure today. And shout out to Nate. Hey, hope you're still out there, pal. Our new subscriber from last Friday. And apparently, there are 23 other people who've subscribed to this thing all along the route. So I'm not really sure who they are. So, hey, things are looking up here.
I clicked 22 times. I couldn't find my name. So,
so we got 22 Pauls and one Nate. Hey, let's get to Ventures with Venturo. All right, what have you got to start off our week, Venturo?
It's Monday. A little bit of motivation and inspiration for you guys. Do you guys remember when you were probably in your teens or early 20s and like something was happening in your life and you find yourself stressing and worrying about it? Do you guys remember any of those things that you were worrying about?
Yes.
You do? You
what? Oh, it was just a couple of years ago.
What? I'm still worried about my selfies.
The million-dollar question is, did the worrying change anything?
No.
It didn't do anything, right? So that leads me to the quote for this morning. And it's one by Reynald Neighbor. And you guys all should know it. It says, "Lord, grant me the strength to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference." So as you progress during this weekend, for the rest of our lives, let's think about this. Let's stop worrying about the things that we can't change, and let's control the controllables. That's it. Ventures with Venturo.
Venturo, I'm just worried about the background noise.
I like your pattern there, Venturo. What looks different about Venturo today? I'm like, wait, it's not gray. It's not blue. And it's not fully in the army. I'm joining Paul, man. I'm in the army. Where am I coming from? Yeah.
I think you're getting the award for synchronizing your outfit with your background today. Well done. Okay, it is Monday. Time for Monday's mystery.
Yeah, before I get to that, you ever notice that there's a couple of instruments that are just horrendous as you're learning them? Like the bagpipes come to mind, but they're only surpassed by beginning violin players. That's got to be the most awful sound. Like, you have to spend months and months before you actually get to the point that somebody actually wants to listen to you. Am I wrong?
No, right? Not wrong.
Anyway.
Cello.
in honor of our linguistic master, VP Botnik, I just thought I'd delve into the origins of the word violin. It actually comes from the medieval Latin word vitula. Not sure how they extended that to violin, but anyway, it means stringed instrument. So I just have a question. Is ukulele like the equivalent medieval word in Polynesian? But more importantly, I mean, things like guitars, like is that Southern patois or something like that? Like, you know, where do you go violin to guitar? I have no idea. Anyway, more importantly, let's head off to Spain. Did you know that the Spanish play violins with their elbow?
Let that one sink in for a moment. All right, everybody. All right, that's it for us. Thanks for fans and friends of Odds and Ends for sticking with us today. We are the wise guys and girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.